Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That early on a Saturday, the cheapest blackjack table was 15. So they really...
Oh, my God.
At 10:30 in the morning on a Saturday?
And they said...
They had limited tables.
Yeah, and in 30 minutes, we're going to raise the limit. I said, okay, great. But then this lady that was really the celebrity she most resembled was a fire hydrant. She was in the pit.
I like to have big, old man boxers like Bob Hope wore in his specials. So down there, it's just free as a breeze.
That's right. It's wild. Isn't it wild?
It's wild. I want to tell you, I'm Bob Freeballing
Hope.
Take a look at my balls. Yeah, there we go.
Because of the condition I was in, you could have told me, and we'd like to drive to the Washington Monument. It should be a 15-hour drive.
From Florida,
I would have gone, that's okay. That's where I was.
It's beautiful at night.
She said, I think I'd like to go to Bob. I said, you're going to miss a turn.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Can you turn that down all the way?
Yeah. It's gone.
Right. Is it gone now?
Gone.
Gone.
Excellent.
Gone. Right.
And she's gone.
All right. Good. Hold on. Hold on.
That is an X theme.
Not like the X game.
No.
A former theme.
All right. We're going to play Name That Tune.
Okay. We've already heard a little bit of it.
Do you recognize it?
Not yet.
Let me go back again. I'll give you a little bit more.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I heard it right before we came on the air. I had to bring it to you.
Oh, it brought back a memory.
Because I'm an idiot.
No.
Right. Here we go. I'm going to give you a little more now.
Okay. Please.
Ready? Yeah. Hit it, boys.
I know that it has a vocal coming up, and and the second I hear the vocal, I'm going to know what it is. Is it a record you ever played on the radio?
Yes, multiple times.
I don't
really?
Know what it is.
In fact, at a period of my career, it was one of my favorites.
Really?
Still is.
Okay.
Still is. That's why I brought it to you, because it's so, how would I describe it? It's so dated.
Yeah,
if it was a movie, you go, "Oh my God, that's ridiculous."
Is it from a Beverly Hills Cop movie?
No, it would probably predate that.
Okay, so early '80s, maybe mid to early '80s.
I think it's very '80s.
Okay, It's not Kojak. Is it a? Is it from a soundtrack?
No, it is not.
Okay, is it a one-hit wonder?
It is from a number one hits collection. The album I'm playing it off.
Oh, so I bet it's the artist is someone who was in or associated with the Eagles.
That is incorrect.
Beatles.
No, as a matter of fact, you might be wrong genre.
Oh,
both of you.
Here. Okay, I'm going to guess then it's a country artist.
You're correct.
Is it George Jones, High Tech Redneck?
No. Little man you might know by the name of Conway Twitty.
Oh.
How weird is it? His name came up between me and Oscar in the pre-show.
Yes. And Bye Bye Birdie.
Yeah.
Conway Twitty. Songs from the 1980s. Big Country 103. Let's all have a redneck and love making night.
Hello, oh, baby. No.
Conway, that's a bit much.
Let me lay this in your ear.
I have to write that down.
To go. We're going to roll about sundown. I got some boogie woogie music.
What's the name of the record again, Mike?
Redneckin' Love Making Night.
That's a disaster, is what that
Hello,
is.
Hello, baby. Conway here. The pinnacle of one Conway Twitty, a man who opened his house up to tourists.
Oscar, do you want to know what the name? You know how Elvis had Graceland, right?
Of course.
You know what Conway Twitty's house was called?
What?
Go ahead.
May I?
Yes.
Twitty City.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Kiss you all over your face. Yes, Nick. Love making night.
It's not a bad song.
It's a great song.
Witty
but
city.
I don't think I can grab.
Boop.
I can't wrap my head around the title.
There were more guys walking around in the 80s trying to be Conway Twitty. It was like, ooh, hey, slick it. Hey, I got a nice T-bird for you. You want to touch full Telstron? Yeah. How we doing here? Rednecking, love making night. Conway Twitty. Number one hit. Country
a crossover hit.
I don't know if it made the crossover. That would not have made the crossover.
No, I
charts.
Don't think so.
I don't believe. But
it is slickly produced and
well,
a little better.
It's total
than-
slicky boy Conway. It's the definitive Conway Twitty song.
Yeah.
It's like, this is what he thought he was.
Yeah.
Stars in your eyes. Hey, oh, baby.
Pretty good.
Sorry, yeah.
Pretty good.
Oscar should know that Conway Twitty really does date back. He was concurrent with Elvis. Like when he got his start. He got his start in the mid to late 50s.
I got my first stereo put in at Twitty City.
No, that was not Twitty City.
That's Circuit City.
Yeah,
Mike?
Excuse me.
Circuit City
Hello,
now
darling.
Out of business, right?
Yes.
Nice
to see you.
It's been a long time.
Anyway, yeah, there's something about the man that so this is the process. I'm sitting with my wife.
Will see us everywhere.
You guys holding hands.
Conway Twitty.
Conway.
And I said I always like a little something on the computer right before I come into the studio
sure.
to just get me in the
hype
flow.
You up.
Yeah.
And it's how would I describe it? It's like a you know, it's like when you got a guy backstage that's clapping his hands.
Yeah.
Like, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
And then that gets me laughing and jamming to that music. I said, I got to bring this in here.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It just kind of springboards me into a week after we've had a week off.
Yeah.
Hope everybody had a fantastic time. Thank you for allowing us that wonderful week off with our, you know, for Oscar to travel out west and for Rob to travel with his family and for me to stay at home and nurse my wife with rebound COVID.
Oh no.
Da-da-da.
It didn't go well the first time.
You know what's really bad about that is when you have COVID, there will be no redneck and lovemaking.
No.
It stops that.
Well, it's interesting. Look, I'm not a kiss and tell because it grosses people out.
Sure.
Being my advanced age. But there was, and right after that, there was the diagnosis. So that I thought, well, you can't be any more intimate than we were. And I'm wondering, well, would I have gotten it? I tested negativo, and she was, I mean.
Just goes to show you, Oscar, that not every injection prevents COVID.
Oh, that's okay.
See, you had to ruin it.
That's all right.
Yeah, I was
now
gonna,
I have to start all
some would
over
say
again.
That it was already
being
ruined.
You.
Yeah. I was going to make
go. All right. God, Rob, so gross.
I went to make Can You Be?
Even
not,
skinny,
you know.
He's gross.
Yeah. Maybe grosser.
All right, thank you. All right, yeah, maybe a little grosser. How many inches off your waist now?
10 inches. I was starting on St. Patrick's
inches.
Day. I was a 46 inch waist and I'm wearing 36 inch jeans today.
I believe it.
Have you ever worn 36 inches in your adult life?
Yeah. My sophomore year of high school.
That's not adult life.
That's true. That's, yeah.
So this is the first time as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Feel?
Yeah. It feels great.
Yeah.
It really does.
So stand up. Show everybody. Yeah. Let's see your body.
Let's get a little twist around.
Let's see. All right. Look at
that. Yeah, turn around.
Look my ass.
That. No, I don't need to see that. You look good.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Do you have skin surgery or anything?
Mike, you are the worst.
Mike,
why am I the worst?
I wish you wouldn't say that because it spoils the surprise.
God.
I'm going to make you a wallet.
Oh, okay. Why are you getting upset
you
with me?
You know the hardest
asking.
Part about rapid weight loss is excess skin. We've talked about
I don't
this.
Know the hardest part about because I've never had real successful rapid
don't
weight loss.
You personally know that, but you
seriously,
know
seriously, Mike, nutritionist, this is the quote from her over the weekend. Okay, so the weight wasn't lost, but you gained muscle. That's a win.
That is a win.
So that, well, yeah, whatever.
I've got
so,
some droopage, but not anything that I'm going
to,
I don't think I'm going to have to go under the knife.
Do you have to tuck your skin in to your socks or like where does it go?
No, I just use duct tape. I
pull
it up.
You look good. Congratulations. Look that's
great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'll send you some shirtless pictures.
4 months of sobriety, which I saw online.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Do you count weekend?
I do.
Okay.
As a matter of fact. And you know what? This was no easy challenge to go down and visit my dad at the beach for a weekend and not crack anything open.
You think your dad wouldn't drink in front of you as a son
no, he
of
held
I need your mic a little bit up.
Okay.
A little bit up, please.
He actually, I think he held off a little bit as a courtesy to me. But his wife, Kathy, she said, "Does it mind? Do you mind if we drink in front of you?" I said, "Not at all." And I felt
that's honest. You're that's a good that's man. Straight You're ahead. Good man. Why not?
Yeah,
right?
And I feel like the man who's like 80 years old and loves when people smoke around him because he can still smell the cigarette. So
your dad, one of your great pleasures in life would be to have a toddy with your father, a beer. This one of the first times, right, that you've sat down there and
I was 18. No, since I was 21. Every time we've gotten together, I guarantee you almost every time we've gotten together, we've had a
beer. But since you got sick, this is the first time you went down there to hang with him, right?
Yeah, and I hadn't seen him.
Yeah, you hadn't seen him.
Since last October.
Your dad's like a pro football player. He doesn't want to go to the hospital and see injuries.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Like he wants to make sure that you get back on the field.
But it was, you know what? This was a major piece in the puzzle coming together that we could still sit down and watch movies and laugh and have a great time. He had a couple beers. We didn't paint the town red or anything, but we still had a great time.
Would that be increased when you were drinking back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Condo Bob would knock back a bunch.
Oh, by the way, he likes Condo Bob.
I love Condo Bob.
I think Condo Bob is perfect.
I think Condo Bob works.
Yeah. So he brought that up.
I would imagine when you're doing that, it's an experiment and you're trying to.
I mean, they say, you know, when people have problems, don't put yourself in situations that are going to make you.
You're in the grips of a disease.
And it was cool. It was absolutely cool. We found some activities to do. And
for those of you just tuning in who might not know what we're talking about, because it sounds kind of inside, I have to give you a little background that earlier in the year, around about February, Rob discovered that his liver looks like a sun-made raisin.
Yeah, it was St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Okay, March. And was very, very sick and had to modify dramatically his lifestyle, which meant eliminating alcohol from his life.
And taking a new lover.
And taking on a new lover.
And calories.
And calories. So he's made some life changes, and we're reflecting on those and, you know, wondering what it's like to be put into a situation where did you talk to him about it? Have you talked to him about
like
your
one-on-one?
No,
life
I have. I've talked to him about the lifestyle changes. I've talked to him about. I said, you know, about the drinking, and I said, you know, He said, "Do you miss it?" And it's the truth. I don't. I miss food. I miss eating like to extreme amounts and satiation sometimes.
Never
and
ever
over fall. Satiation oftentimes.
Never ever
fall. Right.
That I do miss, but. It would, but that's different if you're at home alone and you know there's no booze in the house.
Yeah.
And there's no there's really no temptation to be had because
and
there's nothing.
There are
there.
People that have a hard time with it. That
there
have
are.
To get help.
There are.
That have to
I
get
got
medication.
I lose you as a friend.
I got extraordinarily lucky. I think that.
Well, no, you did. I think Oscar and I both felt the same way about it. At least I know I do. Where. You know, it really hasn't been on my radar where I'm like, hey, do you think he's okay?
I check in with him.
You check in with him periodically?
Like on a regular basis,
Well, he come, you know, he had a flight this weekend and he came in this morning with a little bottle of Crown that he took from the airplane and he shook it in front of me. He said, anything? 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 Anything?
And did you drool?
I did. And I lost feeling
in my
feet.
No, but I think we both, you know, had the faith that you. You really, you knew it was going to kill you and you gave it up. And that was
I've given it up before for, you know, crazy crackpot diets, but
don't get happy.
But that was the weird thing is when I've lost a lot of weight before, I always knew that it was for like a promotion or something. And I never was truly convinced that it would ever always stay off because it was, you know, hey, this crackpot diet works. Look at me. And then I'm done, and then, you know, I'm back to just what I was doing before. But
conversely, I have to tell you that my wife and I get one, what we call, bad meal per week.
Yes.
And that normally
you should
also,
let Carrie cook for you. Then you could have bad meals all the time.
That bada bing, bada boom. Thank you very much. The idea of the bad meal usually involves a little hooch, too. It's kind of our party night. Saturday night's usually when it happens. And so it was off to the Mia.
Sure.
The Iguana Mia, because we didn't want to, you know, go out and spend a lot of money. We wanted to just have some simple food.
A thoughtful
and then,
margarita.
And then after
Mindful
the Mia.
Margarita.
Oh, yes. At the Mia, Mrs. O'Mara, who's been under the weather, I talked about rebound COVID.
Yes.
I'll give you more on that later. She had a small margarita, and I had a flagon of margarita.
Gotcha. Sure. Yeah.
So my margarita, Oscar, you'll know this joint, mm-hmm. the fish market down in Old
yeah,
Town.
Yeah.
The Landini brothers that, you know, own the fish market.
I took Carrie there the night I proposed to her.
Yeah.
Big, they call them schooners.
Yes.
Cartoon size.
It's a schooner of beer. Well, they serve the margarita in a schooner.
Wow.
My first one. And I asked for a topper.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're hanging out. We got the little man with us, and we just order nachos between us. That's our bad meal.
Okay.
We're going to have some nachos between us. And I was like being a little kid. I said plain taco meat with cheese and chips. Turned out not all that
for
fantastic.
For dinner, did you have noodles with butter on it?
We didn't have anything else.
Okay.
And then she ordered another small one because we met our manager buddy there, Deidre,
mm-hmm. yeah.
who could not be sweeter. And we're friends. So we chat. And it was super slow because it was in the middle of the afternoon, like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're talking. And lo and behold, Carly gets a second small and I get a second schooner.
Oof.
And I think I made some comment about the topper in my schooner. I needed a little more to it. And they brought the second topper out. And when we left the restaurant, I was just like... how's everybody doing?
Oh no, I've been there.
I was just feeling very good. And Carla apparently indicated to me that I had more of the nachos than she had, and that because of her disappointment, she wished to go to our other dive place that I took Jimmy to, Buffalo Chips.
I remember this.
And we ended up, I'm like, because of the condition I was in, you could have told me, and we'd like to drive to the Washington Monument. It should be a 15-hour drive.
From Florida,
I would have gone, that's okay. That's where I was.
It's beautiful at night.
So, yeah, well, she said, I think I'd like to go to Buffalo. I said, you're going to miss a turn. and so she turns, and we go there. And that, I was not hungry for at that point.
Sure.
For wingage. Although I had a couple.
Of course. Just to be polite.
When we go to Buffalo Chips, it's the Michelob Ultra on tap with the frozen stainless steel thing in the middle of the pitcher.
Nice and cool.
And
cold.
By the time I got home, it was a trip to Culver's with the concrete. And then
what flavor concrete?
Vanilla with Heath Bar.
Your favorite. Yeah.
My standard. And then I watched the end of the British Open, and I had a bowl of cereal, and then.
And you woke 20 minutes before the show today.
It was, it was stunning. But she got rebound COVID.
I'm so sorry. And
did she get the Beth Ann variety?
What's that one?
BA5.
BA5 is when you ruin radio shows.
That's right.
Shave your head, Beth Ann, and then I did it in the producer's room
during a commercial
never
break.
That. Yeah.
Do you? Okay, so for me, if one of you has COVID and she pops positive again, does she feel? Is it the symptoms, and then you get a test?
Yeah, she was. What was the?
I'm sorry for being
so. Smell, no taste.
Okay, she didn't have that the first time,
but
right?
A little congestion. And no smell, no taste it ended up not being really the case. It was more like she was congested.
That happens.
So, but I, the last time she got it, I had a bunch of tests. So we immediately test her. And the last time they say for those of you that might not have taken a COVID test, most people don't know what this is, but they tell you that if you get two lines, you're positive. If you just get one line, you're negative. And they also tell you that even if that right line is faint.
Right.
Showing up as the two lines, mm-hmm. you have it. And the first time she had COVID, the line was like going, help me. Hold on, I'll do this. Help me, help me.
There's the line I'm trying to.
Oh, no.
And then we, the second time for rebound, I tested her, and the line's like, I'm the line. Here I am. Look at me.
It's not like a watercolor.
Yeah.
And we didn't test Michael because he didn't have any symptoms. And I ended up being negative. And then tested her two nights ago. And negativo. So it's been kind of weird.
We tested
her. She was told by her doctor. She was told by her doctor during a virtual appointment that, or the nurse's, the PA, physician's assistant, that rebound COVID. You're probably not contagious. You don't have to quarantine like a just wait 5 days and then you can probably go back to work. And so not only did that, was she right about that, but she even tested negative.
Wow. So just
she's
like
back
a little
to
blip.
Work. Yeah. She's back to work tomorrow. Today was the last day. But last week was just a big bowl of fun.
I bet.
You know, being here on my own. And so,
we
know,
tested Pony
her.
Last week and he had three lines. I don't know what that
three
means.
Three lines. Yeah. Yes. Because so, it's his weight.
The first time, it didn't go so well because you had to take care of the house.
That's right.
And this time, she felt better. Quickly, mm-hmm. And so it was a little bit better, but it was still, you know, it wasn't a big bowl of fun. It was fun enough where we were able to go out on the weekend,
which is nice.
You know? Yeah, what she just didn't want to do was, you know, any of that that face washing that she does.
Sure. Oh, gotcha.
Work. The last
even
time,
though she wears a mask and a screen, still sure. does to this
work.
Day.
Yeah, the last time she got it, did she? What?
Did she not want to do work, or did she just not go to work? The way you said it was kind of weird.
Let me explain this.
Okay. Thank you, Oscar.
Because I, in absolutely no uncertain terms, will tell the world that she has the work ethic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she is...
admirable.
It's beyond description. She loves what she does, and she has... But what she and I both share... are two things. We are terrible sick people, and we are terrible at nurturing sick people. So that when she's sick, and I'm just pissed.
Yeah.
And when she's sick, she's pissed. Mm-hmm. So it's just pissed. You know, we're all popping. I'll say, so, what'd you do today? You know, with not a hint of sympathy or anything
wow,
like that.
Yeah.
Well, no, Rob, I mean, she's not bleeding from the eyes.
You finished
I mean,
Stranger like, Things. Good for you.
You know, yeah. I mean, oh, that's great. Fantastic.
Your baby's stepping.
That's good. You know,
are you tired yet?
You know, it was just like, I hate it. Yeah. I hate it because I hate it.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, and me, Johnny Booster, over here with my 18 boost vaccination.
You're getting them every week, right?
But I also feel as though, well, you haven't had it, have you, Rob?
Yeah, I did. I did before I came back in, yeah.
The booster.
Yeah, the booster.
No, no, you haven't had COVID.
No. I had the booster, but not COVID.
Oscar's had it.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't
get it. I feel as though when you hear everybody's going to get it, which I don't throw out as saying, oh, there's no way, I kind of think they're right about that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the shoe hasn't dropped.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm trying. Look, I'm hoping I never get COVID. I'm going to go straight for the monkeypox.
Yeah, I think that's a great
idea. That's what
idea.
I'm looking
yeah,
forward
then you get
to.
The,
and Mike, right. don't itch. It only right. makes it worse.
Don't scratch. It'll get infected.
Have you seen the pictures of the monkeypox?
I have.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like an ingrown hair. With
yeah.
a monkey.
Well, we had a guy at American University that had that on his right nut. And it had nothing to do with monkeypox. It had everything to do with he spent too much time in the other dorm.
Yeah, I understand.
Anywho. So,
but she's
yeah.
okay now.
It was monkeypox hall, wasn't it?
Yeah, monkeypox hall. No, not monkeypox hall.
No?
Monkeypox hole. Sorry, that's terrible.
Carla's,
not funny.
Carla's now okay, gross. Though?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
okay
doing
now?
Fine.
Okay.
She's doing fine, and, you know, it was... It was really an uneventful outside of one trip.
Yeah.
And by the way, she got the trip. I don't think first a rebound COVID is when you go on the antivirals.
Yeah.
Right.
Which
you
I have.
You can get rebound COVID. Mm-hmm. So it's not like she got reinfected, even though we went across the alligator alley to the hustle and bustle of Miami. We went to Miami.
Now, this may be
Saturday.
A naive question, but when yes. you take the 305. Antivirals.
Yeah.
And you get like a clean slate because it's gone. Is it kind of like when you don't finish a flight of antibiotics and you feel better before you're done? If you stop taking them, it'll come back.
I don't know that the answer to that. All I can tell you is they told her you are going to feel better. And then there is also a significant
chance
that you will feel like crap again.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's exactly what happened to her and the test popped positive. As well,
but you're saying
and this was
she milked
a day or two. This was a day or two after last weekend where we went to Miami to the Guitar Hotel, the Hard Rock. You've seen ads.
Yeah, yeah. They're all over the place.
They spot that one. No, they didn't have the F1 race there, but It's one of the most popular. Is it Sarasota? No. Miami?
No, it's in Miami. Mm-hmm.
Is it near the stadium? No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's near the stadium.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's in that area. And, you know, if you ever get down to Miami and you want to, you know, a good time, don't go there.
But, Mike, didn't you enjoy all of the memorabilia? Didn't you want to see Sonny Bono's vest or something or whatever they have hanging up there?
You know what I'd like to see?
What?
I'd like to see in a modern casino, I would like to see machines that work properly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not asking, by the way, I'm not asking you not to take my money. I know you're going to take my money.
Yes.
I know you're going to do it. But when you're taking my money, I would like your machines to not go. They sucked. They sucked. But half of them didn't the audio. I like.
You like the action.
The self-hypnosis for me involves the bright lights and the bells and whistles and the sounds.
Yeah.
And these machines were in such a horrible state of disrepair.
No.
I'm not talking to all of them.
Yes.
And certainly not the video ones. Now, Rob and I are old school.
Yes.
You like the spinning bars
I always feel
like
that
the wheels.
If you play
wheels
like,
are being phased out. They're being phased out.
I know.
Out.
If you play like, I think it's called Buffalo 96 or something. Mm-hmm. And it's
a video game.
Yeah. And it is a video game. And I always feel if there's nothing mechanical at play, I'm sure I'm wrong. But if there's nothing mechanical at play, it's cheating you.
I totally feel that way.
Yeah,
I absolutely feel that way. And so I was annoyed that it was. This is, by the way, after not staying for our one night in Miami at that place.
Too expensive.
Because it was just priced out of insanely priced. So we actually went on one of the travel sites and got a cheaper hotel, which was very, very nice. But it was 14 miles away. And that's fine. Because it was prettier and you were out of the fray. And as it goes on a Saturday night in Miami, you realize that action is just like South Beach. Life starts at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we were winding down and getting out of there. And that was fine with me. And when the entire cast of Crazy Rich Asians was leaving at the same time.
Yeah.
Really, a group of girls that appeared to be 16.
Yes.
And waiting and giggling, and I'm like, oh, kids. And then the Lamborghini SUV pulls up.
Sure.
And they pile in, and they're actually escorted in by, I think it was two or maybe three guys who get them into their Lambo SUV.
Ooh.
And I'm like, I'm looking at that, and I'm, what is that the?
This is music from Crazy Rich Asian.
Oh, I love it.
Let me turn it up. Let me hear it. What a great movie. And then, so I'm sitting there at that moment, Oscar, you can relate to this. I'm taking stock of my failed life.
Yeah.
As I see the the kids from middle school getting into the Lamborghini.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, that's nice that the girls get to ride in the nice car. Oh yeah. Until the Rolls Royce Phantom pulled up.
Oh.
Yeah, now you can turn that up. And the Rolls Royce Phantom. There it is.
There's a
and the dudes got into the. I think it was a Rolls Royce Phantom. Is that the Rolls Royce like sports car?
Yes.
That's kind of the.
Because if you're going to get a Rolls Royce, get a sports car.
Also the Ghost. Yeah. The Ghost with four doors.
Yeah.
Do you?
And by the way, I played the game in the casino. There is a slot machine called Crazy Rich Asian.
I've seen it, and I hope that those Asians are getting crazy rich off of my money because they didn't give any of it back to me.
I didn't get a nickel.
Yeah,
I didn't get $1 out of that machine.
Tight slots. I think they've tightened them up for COVID.
Good looking crowd. Obviously, you saw a nice crowd leaving,
When we were there, not a Vegas.
What vibe?
A slutty crowd. A slutty, but none of the slutty looking people, men or women, looked particularly attractive. You know what I mean? You know what it's like. You've been to those weekends
Vegas?
In Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
We all have.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Where you sit
it's
there
like and Carl is everywhere.
Yeah.
And then somebody walks in and you're like,
is good looking around.
Whoa.
Carlos and Pony Boys are everywhere.
Just Carla.
Just Carla.
It's weird.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Don't they have a bulletin board, like a billboard as you're pulling into Miami? It says Hard Rock Casino, slutty is good.
It was
no,
just
no,
a lot
you,
of skin.
You, don't you mean, is it, What do you? I guess I'm trying to hone in on the crowd, not trashy.
Let me offer this.
Slutty.
Let me offer
this.
There's a phrase that my father has used in the past, and we used it a few times this weekend.
Is it allowed?
It is.
Okay, Mike, I know your father.
When you go to the
Condo Bob.
When you go to the Hard Rock Casino, do you see a lot of women who are used up?
Oh, gross.
It wasn't. No, it was not that way either.
That is not what I was expecting.
No, my no. God. Okay, look. I'm old school. I come from, I will tell you, what it was to me was outfits walking through the middle of the lobby of the hotel as we were walking into the casino that, you know, in a perfect world, you know, and you were going to be, you could freeze time and just have a one-on-one with that person and look at them and say, that's really not appropriate for someone that looks like you.
Okay.
To wear that. Yeah. You know, there was just a lot of...
The hardware has to match the software.
A lot of skin hanging out that didn't need to be hanging out.
Okay.
That's what I saw.
Isn't beauty in the eye of the beholder?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, the style of dress for like sub-30s, the way I understand.
I can stop you to answer this properly.
Okay.
Because let's flash back to that Friday night.
Yes.
Where you left us in Iowa City.
Yes. Yeah.
And we were out on Friday night, and the co-eds were out.
Correct.
And do you remember we were like, this is just stunning.
Good-looking crowd.
Absolutely stunning crowd.
Yes.
Nothing even. Yes. Because I accept that. It was 10 years, but it was also, oh my God, college kids dress when they go out.
Like they're going
there was
into
nothing
a club.
Of the kind.
And now they're in their 30s.
It was sloppy. It was kind of and really gritty. Like you know, casinos. You have a pocket. Even in Vegas, you have pockets of the glitterati that come by once in a while. Yeah. Or if, for example, there's an event like a fight
or a big
or
concert,
a playoff or a concert, maybe a football weekend. Mm-hmm. But by and large, it's just
AVNs.
What's that?
The AVNs, the adult video news awards.
That's gross too. That's just a bunch of single guys going.
Do you feel? And maybe this is where I'm lost here. Is it Atlantic City?
It's Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted. I wanted to picture
Atlantic City. You'll get the incredible people come down from New York that are having their night out, or it's going to be a bachelor party. It was. And by the way, I remember this from South Beach. We're heading back at 11-ish, quarter of 11, something like that. We're leaving. That's 15 minutes before happy hour
for
those kids.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So I'm sure later on it'll be jumping. And that's what has passed me by. I don't deal with that.
Well, Mike, I think that if you really want to see a good-looking casino crowd, what you need to do is go to Charlestown, West Virginia at 11.
Yeah, because you went, right?
At 10:30 on a Saturday morning.
Oh, my God.
These are some good-looking folks.
That to me, like when I was back home, that to me would be a perfect Saturday.
That's your window.
You hey, no, that would be somebody's going to watch the kid.
Yeah,
You want to go first thing in the morning? It's gray. It's cloudy. It's whatever.
It was a rainy day. Carrie was she was off babysitting and house sitting, and I said, you know what?
And you're what? You're 25 minutes from
45.
45?
Yeah.
The way you drive. Okay.
Oh, take it easy.
No, it's not 45 minutes.
Waze is 45 minutes.
40 minutes. Really?
Yeah.
Do you go back through Leesburg and then go over the mountain? Is that how you do it?
No, you take Route 9 up to Charlestown Pike. Yeah.
I just thought it was quicker. I don't know.
Most of your trips there, weren't they facilitated after you had a few drinks and someone said, I'll drive you?
No, that one time right after the show, Carla's like, where are you? Remember he had to lie to Carla because it was like a Tuesday afternoon?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She called him.
But Mike, you'll be pleased to know the place still smells the same. The chips are not, for a while, yes. The chips aren't sticky anymore, which is
good.
Yeah, and they got no problem smoking. And I liked the guy that was smoking. He would take a drag off his cigarette and then blow out and then put his mask back up. So
any improvements to the old facility at all?
No. Yeah, they tightened all the slots. They tightened them. They're tight as a drum.
This is
still have the buffet, the big buffet, the crab leg buffet in there?
I didn't see the buffet. I don't. But it might have been set up later. What I did have that was fantastic, I was shocked that it that early on a Saturday, the cheapest blackjack table was 15. So they really.
Oh my god!
At 10:30 in the morning on a Saturday,
and they said,
they had limited tape.
Yeah, and in 30 minutes, we're going to raise the limit. I said, okay, great. But then this lady that was really the celebrity she most resembled was a fire hydrant. She was in the pit with a young lady who I really was shocked could get that many tattoos at her age because there's a lot of time. And
this is a customer or
no?
A pit
this
boss?
This is a pit boss training. And their little pit boss computer was right next to me because I was on the sixth chair of the blackjack table where I like to be.
10:30 in the morning, the blackjack table's filled.
Filled. I had to walk around before I could get a spot. And so
on a Saturday.
On a Saturday morning. A rainy Saturday morning. And so
great way to spend a Saturday morning.
It was and there were parts of it that were really great. But anyway, she says to the young lady, she says, "See that gentleman in the gray coat? Yes. What was his buy-in?" She said, "I'll find out." She comes back and says, "He bought in at $200. She said, "That's pretty good. Find out his name and make sure you say welcome to him anytime he sits down. You can write down the coat color. That'll help you remember."
And so they're trying to see who. Well, that's not a whale.
No, obviously not. Well, but it was funny that she was letting her know all the things. She says, "Like, for example, do you see that gentleman over at the roulette table in red?" And she said, "Yeah." She said, "I always say, how have you been? Where have you been? And I know him because he looks like that, and I've got notes in the computer, and you can recognize him too."
So she's training another pit boss?
Pure tradecraft.
Yeah, absolute tradecraft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That
was fascinating. And then I doubled on 10 and drew another 4. It was fantastic.
What notes would they take on you think?
Probably show this
man out. See
that
man over there? That man has liver failure.
You see that man with the sagging skin?
Be nice to him. Be extra nice.
He's not drinking at all. He's probably trying to count cards.
He's lost 10. See that man over there with the striped shirt? He's lost 10 inches on his waist.
You know what? I could give the impression that I was in truly the last stages of my life failing health because I was going through my closet again, and I put on hats that I used to wear.
Yeah.
And when I put on a fitted baseball cap that used to fit me perfectly, it now looks like the little kid that's going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I don't mean that anything against Make-A-Wish.
No, your son was a Make-A-Wish
because
kid.
My son was a Make-A-Wish
right,
kid. But
right.
You always see a kid.
Just fits large.
Yeah, with a shaved head and a hat
where
that's
it goes
too big.
Over the ears.
So hats went away. Hats went away this week. My hat size is down. It's crazy.
All those hat boxes.
So did you come up? Did you come out ahead or behind?
Behind. But it was a slow leak, and there was a time if I had left. And how many times have you heard this?
Were you there with the missus?
That's one of the things. I was at the table, and you know you're not supposed to take your phone out of your pocket if you're at a table.
Correct.
So I'm playing blackjack, and I'm actually up at this point, maybe like up a couple $100, right? And how fast that can go away. But I feel in my pocket, voot, 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 voot. And I say to our slow dealer, I say, "Pardon me, slow dealer. I'm going to sit this hand out. I'll be right back." I walked out. I look at my phone. And we have that tracking app. I think it's called Live 360.
Yeah.
It's for the kids mostly, but we're on it. And Carrie just texted me all in capital letters, "Why are you at Charlestown?"
You didn't tell her?
I didn't tell her because she had already left and I decided to go. And I said,
"Oh, you mean like she, what was she doing?"
She was house sitting / pet sitting.
She was working.
Yeah, she was off to go. And it was a rainy day and I had nothing to do. So I said, "I'm going to go up there," hit the old ATM and drove up. And when she found out, she was very curious. And I said, "I'm going to win you a coffee table," because she's been shopping for a coffee table. And then she replied with the emoji that has just the straight mouth. You know, the one that's like
I'm not happy.
Yeah, so you just woke up on a Saturday morning and this past Saturday or the week before?
Week before, a week ago Saturday.
You just woke up on a Saturday morning and said, "I'm going to go gambling."
Yeah, and I realized I could have gotten there sooner because obviously there's no need to shower. But I did shower and drove up there and slowly, surely lost not all my money, but pretty much what I brought and then came home. And you know what? I called my mom and she had asked me to place a bet for her and I did and it didn't hit. But she said, "How was it?" And I said, "Do you know what? It was fantastic." fantastic.
Aww.
You know, I know I shouldn't be encouraging this kind of behavior, but for some reason, Oscar,
he's out on his own.
I just feel
he's
warm
all grown
inside.
Up. Yeah.
I feel all fuzzy inside.
Yeah, you went out and did it without asking.
I just went and did it. And, you know, and I that so night at dinner, Carrie said, coffee table? I said, no coffee table this time, but next time.
You know what? Feed another destructive behavior. I'm all for it. We'll be right back.
We lost James Caan.
Known for The Godfather. Then he had a TV series, Rowan and Martin's Laughin'.
He had this series called Rowan and Martin's Laughin'.
Bada bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit.
You bet your sweet bippy I would.
You just do what I tell you to do.
Sock it to me.
Your criteria are so far up your ass they can't see daylight. This is bull.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Eat it to yourself, twisted.
And now, folks, it's suck it to me time.
I am the last guy in the world you want to f*** with.
You don't have to move to beautiful downtown Burbank if you want to be laughing. Just get a subscription to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and subscribe today.
Look that up in your funkin' wagnalls.
Very interesting.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the simplest and safest way to digitize all of your aging videotapes. It's wonderful. Camcorder tapes as well, film reels, pictures. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service. Did you know that magnetic tape, like VHS and camcorder tapes, was only made to last 10 to 20 years? I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all. Digitizing your old media keeps it safe forever. Plus, for a limited time, Legacy Box is running a $9 tape sale. Regularly, $27 to $30. There's never been a better time to convert your entire collection. We've all used it. I converted actual film from the 1950s. It looks amazing. Speaking of smoking,
yes.
Oscar and Rob converted their videotapes before they disintegrated, and now you two can relax knowing your irreplaceable moments can be passed on for future generations with Legacy Box. Your memories are meant to be shared, not chewed up by the VCR or worn away with time. Convert your tapes to digital so you can enjoy them for generations to come safely. For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. At this special price, there's never been a better time to convert your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this exclusive offer. I did want to make this little announcement regarding the show Whoa Whoa.
Yeah.
We're working on it. I know a couple of you reached out to me on Facebook to talk about potential for stuff going on. I haven't even had a conversation with Oscar about it yet. So I would hope have some clarity on that by the end of this week. So be patient on that one. And as far as we're concerned, we'd love to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. We really would love to do that. So be patient, and we'll get back to you on that as soon as it is humanly possible. No, I didn't want that. I wanted that.
There you go.
Mike, may I mention something before we continue the program?
Yeah.
It's
what you need to know.
If you hear that?
Yes.
It's the homepage.
I'm not just talking over.
You have a mole or something on the right hand, your right hand side.
Behind your ear.
It might just be headphone flake. I just want to make sure you're okay.
It might be blood.
Yes.
You cut yourself?
Magic marker?
A bug bite.
No.
I cut myself shaving.
That's okay, I just want to make sure
it's
okay.
A monkey pock.
Yeah. As long as you're okay.
It is monkey
Michael
pock.
It's a cut.
Yeah, I thought so. It looked like it.
It's like a scrape.
Oh, okay.
It's a scrape.
I told you
from,
he's like 11
it's a razor burn.
Yeah.
On Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Every time Mike thinks real hard, he bleeds.
Your powers came out.
That's right.
All right.
Are we going to run the stage again, or do you just want the music?
No, I'm going to run the thing and then read the thing.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. Ben Affleck, are you going to play the thing? I can't hear it.
It's here.
All right. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez got hitched.
Thank Christ.
In Vegas, speaking of Vegas, over the weekend. They wanted an Elvis to do the honors, but you remember that story we had a few weeks ago about Elvis and chapels
clamping down,
and all
yes.
that crap? One was not available on her... On the JLo website, Jennifer said, quote, now I'm all paranoid about this thing, so it's like...
It's just a flesh wound.
No, but we only saw it when you turn. In your front shot, we don't see it. Yeah. Oscar's been chomping at the bit to get at it.
No. I saw it briefly, and I was like, oh, no.
It's a cut.
That's all. And now he's in the club.
Yep.
God, stop it. On her On the J-Lo website, Jennifer said, quote, "We did it. Love is beautiful. Love is kind. And it turns out love is patient."
Oh.
20 years patient. Remember, they were engaged once before in 02. They broke up in 04. She said that they waited in line for their marriage license with four other couples, including two guys, and they barely made it to the chapel in time before it closed. She added, quote, "Stick around long enough and maybe you'll find the best moment of your life in a drive-thru in Las Vegas at 12:30 in the morning in the Tunnel of Love drive-thru." I love this. With your kids. And the one you'll be spending forever with. Love is a great thing, maybe the best of things, and worth waiting for. She signed it, Mrs. Jennifer Lynn Affleck. I wish them the best. I hope they're okay. I like them. I like them both. He makes great movies.
He does.
Yeah,
he does.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know?
But the drive-thru? I don't know about a drive-thru.
Well, I mean, they did it on the spur of the moment.
Cliche.
And why?
Yeah.
You know?
It works out. Britney Spears and that guy that tried to break into the wedding, that worked out.
Yeah. Always works out. Jason Alexander.
Nicolas Cage got married. That worked out. Not at all.
I can't tell you why I root for certain couples. Not that I actively root against
people.
Well,
he's people a Boston guy. I'm rooting for them as well.
Yeah.
I just think they've had a lot of ups and downs. And he was kind of an idiot
like
for leaving Jennifer Garner.
You like her.
I love J-Lo.
He's a big fan
I love
of Jack
J-Lo.
In the Box.
I've always been a big fan of that. Here's a story for Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Thank
exclusively.
You.
Luke Bryan, Rob.
Hi there. How you doing, America?
He turned 46 yesterday.
I'm old.
Celebrate. What?
I'm old.
He turned 46 and celebrated it by downing some beer cake.
Ooh.
His wife, Caroline, gave him a custom cake that featured an edible can of Tulane beer on the top.
Oh,
Tulane.
No, that's...
Tulane is his own premier beer brand.
Yeah, they targeted me on my Facebook page for a while because I was a roaring alcoholic. And every time I got the ad, I always wrote the same thing. It tastes like S.
Luke also carried on the tradition of heading off to a birthday fishing trip.
Da-da!
But first, he and the family danced around and acted goofy, giving Caroline a chance to sneak in a few birthday swats on his backside.
Mike, that's is that a couple you root for, Luke and Caroline Bryant?
I don't know. You've soured me on him.
Don't
you truly have.
Yeah, Caroline slapped my butt.
It was a 5-year slow burn of hating a man we didn't know.
We didn't care.
Yeah.
And he finally flipped both of us, right?
Yeah.
To Luke Bryant.
Yeah, I see
and
him
then
on
Luke
TV,
did
like,
a few things. He's jive. He's just
I'm going to go a fishing trip because I'm 46 and drink this beer. Duh.
Next story. Wouldn't it be great if there was a place to take naps at work? This might be the least comfortable way to accomplish that goal. There is a company in Japan. They have a new product called Nap Boxes. It gives workers a place to take power naps, but you have to sleep standing up.
I don't know that I could.
Oh, my God.
I bet Carrie could.
They're big cylinders with a door on the front, and they only fit one person at a time. They basically look like a water heater with a door. Each one has three small shelves inside, strategically placed to support your knees, head, and butt. So you're partially supported, but still vertical.
Okay. Yeah, you could do that. And if you have heartburn, you don't have to worry about the acid.
And the reflux, that's right.
Have a nice big pizza before you go in on your nap.
Yeah, go in there and fart.
They claim it's comfortable, but it's hard to tell. It's in the early stages, so they haven't demonstrated it yet.
I'm taking
a
nap.
They have a rendering. A spokesperson for the company claimed that in Japan, it's common for workers to take naps in the bathroom.
Well, if I'm being honest, you have an opportunity to rent little lockers in certain, European and Asian nations where you literally rent a locker for a person and you crawl in it and pass out in airports for like 4 or 5 hours.
Are they designed for that?
Yes.
Wow.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
The Daily Mail newspaper just did a big write-up on why going commando on a hot day is a good call. They claim it can make a big difference. The main reason, it's been so hot in so many parts of the country, and I live in 94 to 95 degree temperatures every day.
Mike, breaking records.
Really?
Yes.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Removing an extra layer of clothing, pretty simple, anywhere on your body, allows for better ventilation and helps you stay cool. For women, it can also help avoid those pesky yeast infections.
Oh, excuse me.
For that reason, one health expert said women should go commando whenever possible. Mm-hmm. Condo Bob says thumbs up and I agree.
That's right. Exactly right.
Ditching your underwear can also make guys more fertile, especially on hot days. If you're not used to it, they say just be careful about injuries related to zipping up, because we don't want a bleeder, like in Something About Mary.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
But I prefer to have underwear in my pants.
I'm an underwear guy. I wear big, comfortable boxers, and I don't think it makes a big difference.
There are shorts that have underwear inside of them.
The new golf shorts that they're selling all over online media is they have the little liners in them, you know, that looks
like a bathing suit.
Yeah, like a bathing suit. Like it's just, to me, it's too, I don't wear.
I wouldn't buy a shirt that comes with a tie, and I wouldn't buy shorts that come with underwear.
I don't like tidy whities. I don't like boxer briefs.
Yeah.
I like to free ball. I like to have big old man boxers like Bob Hope wore in his specials. So down there, it's just free as a breeze.
That's right. It's wild, isn't it wild?
It's wild. I want to tell you, I'm Bob Freeballing
Hope.
Take a look at my balls. There we go. How are you?
And now a little something. There's a 35-year-old student pilot. He ran out of fuel on Friday while flying without an instructor and had to land a single-engine plane on the interstate near Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, dear.
Some student pilots can fly by themselves as long as their instructor okays it, but it's not clear if this particular student did that. And now it gets interesting. It was around 2:30 in the morning, and the highway was empty. So he landed the plane without hitting any cars. He crashed into a guardrail but only suffered minor injuries, and a truck driver came by and used her rig to block the road so no one would crash into the plane, which I think is pretty thoughtful.
Yeah.
She says that when this pilot or student pilot got out of the plane, he smelled like alcohol.
Mm.
And he was slurring his words.
Oh, my God.
And then here it is. He hugged her.
Yeah.
And said he was glad he didn't hurt anyone.
Oh.
Well, that's nice.
It turned out that he'd flown from Kansas City to Florida.
Oh.
The day before, and he was on his way back from Florida when he ran out of gas about 25 miles from the airport. Cops found a small amount of pot in the plane.
Nice.
And he also might have been drunk and high, and they also found a gun.
Oh, no.
He's facing felony charges, possession, controlled substance, felony possession of a firearm, operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Like I always say, boys.
Yes.
You can take the pilot out of Florida, but you can't take the Florida out of the pilot. There you go. That's it.
Mike.
Can't take the Florida out of the pilot.
This is the last time I'm flying Southwest.
There you go. Can't take that. What's the matter? Yeah, I went down to Florida, got drunk. I can fly home.
Where's my gun?
We'll take a break. Back with more right after this.
El Paisans, the Mike O'Mara Show can be watched on Facebook and YouTube. Listen to on iTunes and Spotify. Now I present to you the show's next conquest, TikTok. Check out video clips of the show with new content every day. Click on at Mike O'Mara Show and follow today. Capiche? Grazie. Now back to our capo, Mike O'Mara.
Sorry you got COVID on one of your sandals trips.
Yeah, I was really shocked.
He's been dodging bullets left and right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was vaxxed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was driving buses.
He was driving buses. And
he
then
got the cheese variant.
What's that?
He's okay.
He was the first one to get it. They don't know.
Oh, I know. Another espresso margarita, please. No, martinis. Listen, this portion of our program brought to you by Indochino. Whether you're going to be the groom in a wedding party or a lucky guest, everyone wants to look their best for a wedding. And with custom-fitted suits from Indochino, you'll look great, feel confident, and you'll enjoy the big day without fussing over your clothes. Choose every detail on a suit, shirt, dinner jacket, and more at affordable prices that may surprise you. Indochino offers it all, and every piece is made to your exact measurements. And you can customize every detail. Plus, they're always adding new pieces, so you can stay on trend and in style. Explore their relaxed yet refined approach to spring suits with their new spring pastels. And Indochino suits start from $429. Shirts begin at $79 with all customizations included. Oscar has used Indochino for years.
Love
I love my Indochino suit. Easy online shopping and a perfect fit. And you're going to love yours. If you've got a big day coming up, get the perfect look. No big deal with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using promo code TMOS at Indochino.com. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code TMOS. Okay, we have a new addition to the TMOS family.
Yes.
Someone who is really technically family and is joining us and is going to be now working behind the scenes. You won't see his picture, but you'll hear his voice because Oscar's nephew, Luca, is joining us for a three-week internship.
Yes.
And he's a youngin'. He's not even in college yet. He's a high schooler.
16?
But it's so wild because I can remember when we did our road trip and we saw Luca at the Hofbrau House and he was...
In Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he was a wee little guy. And now
he was
a
wee lad.
Up. Yes.
A wee lad.
And a good worker.
Luca, welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa. Now you are officially an intern, which means we are going to be attached to you for life. I hope you're aware of that.
Yes. Hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
You sound like...
Thank you.
You sound 60. You sound 16.
Luca, a favor. Could you say paging Mr. Herman?
Paging Mr. Herman.
Luca, are you having a good time so far?
Yeah, yeah. It's been fun learning a lot of stuff here, helping out with some things.
What's been your favorite activity at Podville Media?
Well, I was pretty proud of myself for cleaning out the... a destructed closet in the corner.
Yeah.
The storage closet we had him help organize.
Yeah.
Storage
work,
closet.
Work on that. Yeah.
It's pretty good now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luca, would you like some career advice from Uncle Mike?
Yeah, sure.
Here's my career advice to you.
T.O.
No matter
Mike.
What you choose to do, T.O. Mike, whatever you choose to do, wherever you choose to go, follow your dream and follow your arrow, as my daughter likes to say, and do that. But above all else, always keep an incredibly close relationship with your mother and father, because that is sweet. Well, it's not all that sweet. That is going to be a significant inheritance for you if you do that. All right. They're phenomenally esteemed medical professionals. And I would imagine by the time you get to be 21, 22, they're young parents.
Yeah.
So it's not like me.
Yeah.
But let's say you're 35,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're just getting by. Don't sweat it. Kiss their ass from now forward. This age is the age when teens, are kind of with mom and dad, like that. Be super nice to them.
Yes.
Do anything they want you to do, especially mom. All right.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to do very well. I think you'll do it. It's a fallback plan, Luca. You're probably, I don't doubt for a second that you'll be successful on your own. But never, ever, if the opportunity presents itself, never resist the urge to tap into that family money. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Luca.
Thank you. Yes, Rob,
you know,
go ahead.
Mike, first, I should say that Luca, is it next year? His high school television station, he will be an anchor. On his high school television station.
Yeah.
Really?
We didn't have a television station in high school when I was growing up.
My high school didn't even have a television.
Where does that station broadcast to?
So it's for my high school. The program's called Live from 205 because I live in California. It's pretty cool. We go out. I'm a reporter. We go out and get stories, interview people from our community. It's pretty cool. It teaches me a lot.
Do you want to do the broadcast journalism thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have an idol that's on news that you sort of aspire to be?
I mean, really, I I follow a lot of sports, so I'm like...
So not Scott Pelley.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I watch a lot of ESPN stuff all the time. Mm-hmm.
Can I, and I'm going to be serious here as far as my, because I have a degree in broadcast journalism that
Mike
I,
is established.
That I never used. I interned at NBC, you know, NBC Radio in Washington, D.C. I will say this, when I watch, there's one thing that when you're covering news, especially local news, always make sure every story has a list of one, two, or tops three very, very key questions that everybody's curious about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very obvious. And it's very, and it's something everybody wants to know. And sometimes, especially on local news down here, you won't hear that question answered. So whenever you're covering any story, first thing you do is you look at that story and you say, oh my God, what's the obvious? Well, how old are they? Mm-hmm. Or what really happened? Or is the person related? Or is this, does this person have a criminal record? Or how did they get in trouble? All that. Always make sure that before you even start covering the story, you make sure you know what those obvious questions are that everybody's going to want to know the answer to. That is my, that is Mike O'Mara's Journalism 101. Does it make any,
thank you
very much. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Does it make any sense to you?
No, yeah, definitely. Okay. Especially for local news.
Hey, person,
local
place
news. And hey, he's smart. He's absolutely right. Especially for local news.
Yeah.
And they'll skip it. They'll skip it sometimes because they're in the story and they forget that they're doing it. And I watch local news do that. I'm like, well, what? Well, how did the person die? You know what I mean? That type of thing. Or did the, oh, here's even more. Or did the person die?
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes they won't even mention it.
A shooting occurred on I-75 the other night. The shooter, here's a shot of the car. You see the SUV with four bullet holes in it. The man was transported to the hospital, and you see this, that, and they obsess on like the video they have, and it's like, okay, he got shot. Is he going to die? Local news reporter who's all excited. That's it. That's all
Mike,
I have.
Tonight, we'll be watching the Derek Jeter story brought to you by the producers who produced The Last Dance for Michael Jordan.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, Derek Jeter, a not only talk about a worthy adversary, being a Boston Red Sox fan. Derek Jeter, my Derek Jeter moment was in Fenway Park. I see about an 8 or 9 year old boy, my son's age now, sitting down there with a Nomar Garcia Parra Red Sox jersey on. And Derek Jeter is down there and he's getting autographs for the kids. And he's down there just chatting with this kid in the enemy jersey, and he's talking to the kid like he's his old buddy. And I'll never forget that about Derek Jeter, being just a cool guy to do that. And then, you know, when he was playing us and he dove like five rows into the third base line, came out bloodied, trying to make a play. Derek Jeter, the bomb. That'll be great. That'll be
interesting.
Luca, I give you a hard time, but I welcome you, and I hope you have a really, really fulfilling few weeks at Podville, and we're happy to have you on board.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Willkommen.
What's that? Willkommen. We got to take a break. Got to take another break. When we come back, speaking of T.O. Oscar, I got to get a quick update on he almost died. Rob, is that right?
Yes.
He speaks in riddles. Who knows?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah,
go
we
out
have
west.
To find out about that.
Watch a little Yellowstone.
We'll come back and check in, and we didn't get to anything we were going to get to today. But that's the way it goes.
Tomorrow
on the Mike O'Mara Show. We will come back with more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Wow, wow.
Everyone's going nutsy over the latest bonus show. Here's a sample of the shenanigans that went on.
Why did the Burger King marry the Dairy Queen?
Why?
To get to the small fry.
You know where a dog puts his car?
Where?
In a parking lot. Well, you know, we got to go down and meet the squirrel.
We're very excited to be taking Oscar to the Greek Isles.
How's things with Nutsy?
I'm going to pay for the whole night.
Don't miss out on getting that extra fifth hour of TMOS sent to your device every Friday. Get a subscription today and laugh your way through the snow bummer summer. Just click that bonus show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Give me a paradiddle.
Oh. Paradiddle. Hey, welcome back to the show brought to you by Cornerstone. Did you know that only a quarter of all mortgages are originated by banks? The other 75% are handled by non-depository lenders. That's mortgage companies. So if you or anyone you know is buying a home and looking to take out a mortgage, you should listen carefully. The mortgage lender you work with is the most important element in your home purchase when it comes to rates. You have to be aware of that. They've got rates, they've got service, they've got payments. My good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the only experts I recommend for all your mortgage needs. Mark and his team offer more products and close loans faster than large banks without the one-size-fit-all mentality. With their years of experience, customer service, and low-rate guarantee, they make Cornerstone First a priority for your home search. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call the good people at Cornerstone First Financial today. One of the longest-running advertisers on our show. Call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. Just one second. I want to call down to the office. Okay. Got to see the guys afterwards. Need a rewrite, please. Rewrite. Rewrite for Cornerstone. Yeah. Yeah, we need a rewrite for Cornerstone.
No.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Did you get it? You get it? Okay, very good. I think I hit something.
Yeah, the button.
Yeah. Hold on.
Button.
Let me see. All right.
Button.
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 Button. Button. Oscar, you went out West States.
Yes. Sundance. Utah.
Utah.
And okay. I didn't know that there was a Sundance, Utah. Santana goes out west. He thinks Sundance Film Festival. He thinks Park City. That's where the proper, Sundance Film Festival is.
Was it a surprise to you, Fievel?
Sundance proper is 45 minutes from Park City, Utah. Beautiful place.
Beautiful in the summer, beautiful in the winter.
Wonderful place to have a conference, a creative conference.
And I have to imagine much cooler than here.
Brand story. Yes, but global warming, it's come to Sundance, Utah, as it was over 100 degrees every day. A dry heat, but over 100 degrees.
You know, it's funny you say cooler. When I was driving into Seattle last summer, when it was 110, driving into Seattle.
Yeah.
109, 110.
Oof.
And Mike, there's nothing more humbling than remembering a dry heat from the days I lived in Phoenix to looking at my wife who lived in Scottsdale and said, well, it's a dry heat. We'll be okay. Roughly 6,000 feet above sea level.
If that doesn't tell you it's global warming, right?
Yes.
Right. 6,000 feet.
Yes.
And it's that hot.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
We're burning up. We're burning up.
So the conference, we arrive that day. We check in.
It was a dehydration conference, right?
And the conference technically started that evening. We arrived early in the morning. And someone said at lunch, do you guys want to go hiking just because you're meeting people?
Sure.
And I said, a hike sounds wonderful. So we go back to our room, change the shorts, t-shirt, and they said, meet us by so-and-so cabin. The proper thing is to look up the hike of what is about to happen, right?
Are you in a mountain resort type area?
Yes, we are.
Right.
The Von Trapp Family Lodge.
And it's actually where Robert Redford set up Sundance, started Sundance.
Oh, okay.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You guys would have loved it. And if you're active, you'll love it.
Mm-hmm. Was Billy Bush there?
No, Billy Bush was not there.
You're going to love
it. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I got my own zip line. Beautiful, guys.
They did have zip lining.
Hey, Billy Bush, do you know who started the Sundance Festival?
Yeah, Robert Redford, guys. Beautiful.
We meet up with the crew of roughly eight people, including us.
And fit?
They all look fit. Yeah. And I said, Shannon, I think this is going to be a little more challenging than we thought, but we have our waters and our backpack. We're ready. And I'll have you know that the Santana fam is not fit at all because it was a 2-mile hike to these beautiful falls.
And you're at elevation.
And we're at elevation.
So you're not used to it.
Yes. Yeah. And there is no guardrail on this hike. We're not talking about Great Falls.
Right.
We're talking about a mountain.
Were they Westerners, these people? Or were they conditioned to this type of activity?
LA, you had New York, like New Yorkers. They seemed like they were into what we were doing.
They were handling it?
They were handling
it. Sure.
Have you ever seen a movie where the caboose falls off the train
and
just gets slowly starts backing up?
Mm-hmm.
We were the caboose, Dia Shannon and I, and we kept on looking at each other and said, are you okay? Are you okay?
Were you hoping
now, are
that
we
she
talking
say,
about?
Oh, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about like struggling to get air and
struggling
stuff like that?
To get air and struggling to find the footing on this trail because it's dangerous.
What shoes were you wearing?
We were, this is no, this should this be important. There is a type of shoe that you wear hiking or hiking boots
yeah.
at any moment. And when you think you're going hiking, it's not about looking good or, you know, having the latest performance sneakers on as we
Gucci
did.
Loafers is what they
were. Yeah, we were wearing.
Jester shoes.
We were wearing tennis shoes that were made for the track without the spikes.
Oh.
Okay.
So, you know, slippery on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you stepped on a rock, you felt it.
Well, you felt everything.
Yeah.
And I said, Shannon, let's not embarrass ourselves. Let's be honest with what we're going to do halfway up. So we're a mile up. And they're leaving us. So it's already embarrassing because, like, you guys okay? Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. We're going to be okay. We're going to be
Are
okay.
Are you okay? Okay.
And
Shannon's struggling.
And Shannon is shook. I should share this. We had just recovered like a month and a half or 2 months prior to that to COVID.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're not in the same physical shape we are
I got
that
it.
We were before.
Yeah.
You could feel
100%.
The toll.
Right.
But that wasn't enough for me to feel like we can't do this. So I
Because in your mind it's a walk.
It should be just a walk.
That's all it is.
Halfway up, I look at Shannon and I said, Peach. There's no shame in turning around. I will turn around with you. And she said, no, if everybody else can do it, I can do it. I said, okay.
Not the answer you wanted.
Well.
Yeah, was that not the answer you wanted?
No, I wanted to go home. It was time to go home. Okay. Halfway up.
And time then, to go home. Like, you wanted to fly back
I
to D.C.
I wanted to blame my wife and look chivalrous and say,
well played.
Hey, we're just going to go back. No.
She's having a tough time.
Yeah.
We got to turn around.
Yeah. The little lady's feeling little. She got the vapors, I think. We'll catch you tonight at cocktail hour. Bye.
So an hour, it's a two-hour hike. An hour up and a two-hour hike to the falls. We didn't realize.
Oh, so it's 2 hours up.
And probably
and
an hour 15
and
down because it's faster. Yes.
Oh my God.
That's long.
And we had our cantinas of water. And it was so
treacherous.
It was so treacherous, Mike, that at one point I have to throw my backpack to the other side of this trail.
Right.
Because it was going to weigh you down so much that I was going to fall down the mountain.
That's a massive hike.
It was
I come from hiking people. I know. I don't go. But everybody in my family, they do the hike.
Cadillac Mountain. In Maine, does it right. Guardrails, trails.
Yeah. On certain hikes, but not on all
but
of them.
The ones we saw, you could hold on to a
You're
rail.
Not hiking, you're mountain climbing.
We're mountain climbing.
Essentially,
We're mountain climbing. We get to
who,
the top.
Who set this up? What Ken doll set this up?
Well,
the dungeon master, Mike.
He didn't come around saying, who wants to go? We eavesdropped at a picnic table and said, we'll go. But this is our fault. We thought we were fit.
Oh, you want to join us? Oh, okay. Yeah, let's hop up there.
So we get to the top. Shannon, the falls are there. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Shannon immediately takes my hat, which she's already wearing because I'm trying to protect my wife, and then she throws it on, she throws it in the falls, gets it wet, and then takes her whole canteen of water, pours it all over herself. She's wearing essentially a white tank top, and I was like, well, this is probably inappropriate.
Did you get any...
And I said,
on our OnlyFans, Mike,
I said,
can see it
I said, are you okay? She goes, do I look okay? And then at this point I'm like, well, this is probably a hard no, but we made it to the top. Do you want to get a picture together? I'll cover you up a little bit. And she says, do you think I want a picture of this?
Wow.
And I said, okay. I went back to the little group that was not part of the sweat t-shirt contest. And I said, you stay here facing the falls, dry off a little bit. And then I walked back to the crew and I said, guys, what's next? I was like, I think we're cooling off, but just want to gauge what the downs.
Yeah. And how did they look?
The down, they look great. They were just, getting some water, getting some selfies. And they said, well, we're thinking of hiking to the peak.
No.
Because we've made it this far. And I said, the peak. They said, well, if you make it to the peak, we can take the chair lift down. And I said, okay, that sounds
like... Oh, that's such a dick move, because then it's like dangling the carrot.
Yeah.
Like you go, you just have the easy, but the peak is... I know enough about it to know.
See, you know.
Did you say yes to the peak?
I said, so I go to Shannon, I said, we could hike to the peak and take the chair lift down. And she's, please get more. She said, please gather more information.
So then that's a brilliant. Your wife is spot on. Shannon is spot on with that.
I turn around. She's still, you know, cooling off. And I walk over and they said, is your wife okay? I said, yeah, she's just cooling off and trying to be respectful of the team here as she's got a white tank top on. And they said, I said, she wants to know how far the peak is. And then
that's the right question.
Yeah, and they said, oh, well, a little less than an hour. And I said, okay.
That's when you turn around.
I said, I don't even have to go back. Hard no. I said, I bow at your, at you and the team's physical prowess.
Yeah.
We are not where we should be in life to do anything like this.
Are they laughing
at this?
They're
laughing. I said, right. I don't know what PEDs you're taking or who's your doctor, but God bless you. We can't do this. We shall walk back alone and hopefully make it safe. Please tell everybody our story if you don't see us at camp.
All right.
So
that's awesome.
We made it.
That is awesome. Oh,
check.
My God.
We're alive.
You made it down? You made it down okay?
We made it down.
Oh, that's good.
Did you
good
beat them?
Oh, we beat no one. Nice and slow. Nice and slow.
That's awesome. You did the right thing.
Yeah.
You did the right thing.
I agree.
We'll take a break. We got a little Sound Town, a little quickie Sound Town.
Yeah, come on to Sound
back.
Town.
Sound Town, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody, right move.
Has this ever happened to you?
This guy saw me running.
Did
He's
you?
Closing the door, pretending like he hasn't seen me as
dick.
I'm yelling.
Step up to a new experience in airline travel that's made for a powerful, sophisticated business leader like you.
I buy, you fly.
Santana Airlines shows you the difference between getting where you're going and leading the way.
It's not like we're in a hurry to go anywhere.
Santana Airlines, where everyone is treated like a CEO.
I'm a CEO.
I'm the president, she's vice president.
And as you enjoy the synergy of the amazing skies, use what little bandwidth you think is actionable and circle back to the amazing deals at the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center.
Leverage the value proposition of that low-hanging fruit. At the end of the day, it's a win-win. Just pivot and click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's amazing.
Hold that play.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'd show you my liquid IV, but it's gone.
She is gone.
I drank it. I'm sorry. The hot summer months are here. We need to be proactive about keeping our bodies fueled and hydrated. It makes us feel healthier in our everyday lives. Just one stick of liquid IV hydration multiplier in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors. Watermelon, lemon, lime, grape, pina colada, beloved strawberry. Aww. Love that. Plus, it has three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV has cellular transport technology, CTT. That is the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. They have donated over 20 million servings globally. Be like me. Drink Liquid IV. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com. And anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com. And please don't forget that promo code TMOS, everybody.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Are they getting away from the phrase the British Open? Because a lot of the newspaper coverage I saw just called it the Open.
It is. It's pretty much set in stone. That's the way they do it now. The Open, and arguably one of the best ones ever, and watched a ton of it over the weekend.
Felt for
really,
Rory.
Really special.
Yeah.
Felt for Rory, who played good golf, just could not, I played that way, where you just don't make it. Well, I've never played like Rory, but you can't make the putts.
Have you ever lost to Joe Dirt?
No, I've never done, but
that's
I did
a great
chase
haircut that won, though. That is.
Joe Dirt, I'm
spleen
sorry,
splitters.
Man. You know, look, Oscar, you know, you and I both have trouble looking at anything without thinking about branding.
Yes.
And you're looking at that going, God. Yeah, that's good for the game. What is that look? Yeah, that's like Australian redneck look.
Will you explain to those not in the know?
In the know.
Not in the world of golf. The gentleman.
Right. Cameron Smith is an Australian young golfer who arguably right now, I think going away would be described as the best putter on tour. He can putt lights out better than anybody. In the case of the British Open over the weekend, the Open, he putted so well that I think at one point he had five birdies in a row. The man is a prodigy with a putter in his hand. However, his look has been cultivated, and no one in his team has ever rolled up to the guy and said, your little pubic hair mustache and your wispy, ugly as S mullet has to go, go, go. That if you shave that little thing, whatever that is, first of all, before you do that, as Carol Dow, the harbor master, would say, put some cream on it and have the cat lick it off.
Oh,
please
dear.
Get a razor and yeah. shave it off. I will tell you that the guy's look is... I looked at him today and I'm like, oh, God. First of all, he's got that smile that's like... And but
he's doing
he
the best
golfer.
He can. He's doing the best he can.
He doesn't have to take advice from me.
No,
the
no,
man's
no.
The man's set
he's
for life.
A very own Happy Gilmore.
But the mullet Absolutely. Did win, and he yes. thanked his fellow Australians when he did win.
Cam Smith to get to 20 under.
This likely to win it.
Cam Smith wins the claret jug.
Jeez, what a week. I'm going to fall apart here, I know. Had a lot of support out there, especially the Aussie guys. You guys really kept me going out there.
Especially.
Ooh.
This one's for Oz. Thanks, guys.
But I do like the way he answered this question after the match.
Perhaps you can tell us how you're going to celebrate tonight with the claret jug.
I'm definitely going to find out how many beers fit in this thing, that's for sure.
How many beers fits in the claret jug? Give me pity beers.
Oi! Oi, 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 oi. Come on, crocodile. We're going to vomit in this thing. We're
going to
vomit in it.
And
yes, he is.
He's authentic. He's
but he's
pure.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An incredible golfer.
Meanwhile, that wasn't the only golf tournament this weekend. There was a celebrity golf tournament that had Charles Barkley in it, and he declared his love. This is pretty cool. He declared his love for the LGBTQ plus community.
Love it.
This is following his round, Charles Barkley.
I want to say this. If you're gay and transgender, I love you. Hey, and if anybody gives you you tell them Charles said you.
He's a sweetie pie, isn't he?
I love
He's
it.
Great.
I do love it.
Charles for president.
Love it.
Charles for president? Really?
Yes. Okay. Yes, please. Come
All right.
on.
Let us close with this since we had a modified schedule today. You and I have both had very early flights, and the last thing you want is an enthusiastic flight attendant.
Mm.
And yeah. this is, of course, a Southwest flight on a 6 a.m. departure. And I've had flight attendants sing. I've had flight attendants do jokes.
Yeah.
But don't sing this to me at this volume at 6 a.m. This is a flight attendant on Southwest.
Shula.
That's all the guy put on Twitter.
He was so disgusted. He said,
that's all he could
well,
take.
Let me give it my own then.
Thank you. Thank Mike, you. That's all I got today. We got more tomorrow.
God, how obnoxious. Oh, my God. We didn't get to anything today. We'll get to it all tomorrow. That's yes. what we're going to do. Thank you for giving us our little week off. Luca, welcome to the
yes.
fam.
Yes,
and
sir.
I hope you have a wonderful 3 weeks at Podville. We got to take a powder. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's in the hole!